never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Nicholas Abrams, a certified financial planner and the founder of Opulentia, a financial services company in Hunt Valley. And full disclosure, Opulentia is an underwriter here at WIPR. Nick, welcome to the show. Always great to have you.
Tom, how are you? Good to be here.
I'm doing great, thanks. So you want to talk about two interesting books. One is an autobiography by Eddie Brown, another guy in the financial industry. It's called Beating the Odds, Eddie Brown's Investing and Life Strategies. What brought you to this one?
So I've always studied Eddie Brown, sort of a mentor to me, very fascinated by his story. And a good friend of his actually got me an autographed copy of the book from Eddie. And so I have always loved him, loved his background, and reading the book just enlightened me so much more, motivated me by listening and reading his story.
Yeah, and it's an inspirational story. He grew up in very meager circumstances in Florida, and he's, you know, become one of the most influential and highly respected African-American investors in the country. And not just African-American, he's an incredibly successful investor in a very competitive and very difficult business. And the other book that you want to talk about is by Governor Wes Moore, but he wrote it well before he was the governor, and it's simply called The Other Wes Moore.
Yeah, I mean, Tom, and this is a book I read way before, as you said, Wes Moore became the household name. Was very intrigued by it, the story of two people with the same name but went two different paths in life. And it just shows you that, you know, a lot of it is your background. Some of it is luck, faith, and just being in the right place at the right time, or sometime, unfortunately, being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, and one of the things that struck me about reading both of these books, you know, Eddie Brown's Investing and Life Strategies, that strategy includes taking risks. He took some big chances. He had a job with T. Rowe Price that was a very, you know, solid job, a dependable job, and he decided to go out on his own. And you look at that decision at the time, you think, that might be a little crazy. But it's part of his success, is his willingness to put himself out there.
And, you know, and Tom, even more fascinating, when you read this book on Eddie Brown, he talks about how somebody paid for him to go to college and he never knew who that person was. And that influenced him to create his foundation, the Eddie and Sylvia Brown Foundation. And I think I read somewhere they've given away over $50 million through that foundation to different organizations. And so, you know, that somebody making that impact on him, taking that chance on him, and he's paid that forward multiple times over to other people. And, you know, no matter what he does, how successful he has become, that he always wanted to give back, because if it was not for somebody investing in him, he would not be where he was or where he is today.
Two great suggestions from Nick Abrams: Beating the Odds, Eddie Brown's Investing in Life Strategies, and The Other Wes Moore by Governor Wes Moore. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you every month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at wipr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, Baltimore's NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One of these days I'm